Escape for Colditz. Great radio starts with great stories. We've all got memories and experiences that can be used to make great radio. They can be personal rather than private glimpses that an audience can empathise with. Here's a true story from my childhood. It was a warm spring day and I was out playing in the garden when something caught my eye. It was a small bird hopping amongst my dad's rose bushes. As I approached it, it made no attempt to fly away, and when I was closer I could see that the poor little thing was very bedraggled. I think either a cat or something had got at it. I decided I'd rescue this poor little blackbird and borrowed our next door neighbour's old budgie cage, carefully cupped my hand round the little bird and put it in the cage. But what to feed it? Well, when I looked in the encyclopedia, I was horrified to discover that it preferred to eat live grubs and the like. Well, we decided to call the bird Colditz, after the show about the prison, which was on the TV at the time. And also my mum said, he'll make a bid for freedom at the earliest opportunity. Well, anyway, so each day we'd forage around the garden to find live bugs for Colditz to eat. I, using a pair of tweezers, fed him wriggling grubs. And within a few days, he was fluttering around the cage. I decided to let him out into the front room, and he flew around the room rather awkwardly, finally landing on top of my head. He then let me put him back in the cage. He seemed to feel safe when he was perched upon my head. And anyway, a few more days later, he was well enough to be set free. The whole family gathered in the garden, and I opened the budgie cage door, and Colditz hopped out, took a look around, and then flew off into the distance. And that, we thought, would be the last we'd ever see of him. But a minute later, he swooped down from nowhere and promptly landed on my head, pecked at my hair, and then finally took off forever.